This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with a hearing today in former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. His lawyers argue that the charges against him would criminalize political speech protected by the First Amendment. Prosecutors say the indictment is based on criminal acts, not speech. The Coast Guard is talking about that cargo ship that knocked down a Baltimore bridge. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says the ship had engine maintenance in port before it lost power and crashed into the bridge.
As far as the engine goes, we were not informed of any problems with the vessel. We were informed that they were going to conduct routine engine maintenance on it while it was in port. And that's the only thing we were informed about the vessel in that regard.
He was heard there on WMAR-TV in Baltimore. The bodies of two of six construction workers who fell into the water were recovered yesterday. The other four are presumed dead. The AP's been looking into deaths involving use of force by police. The AP's Ben Thomas.
For police, certain types of force are meant to be safer, less lethal than firearms.
If you do this again, we're going to pepper spray you.
I can't breathe.
But in a three-year investigation, a team of reporters led by the AP documented more than 1,000 deaths over a decade after police subdued people with such tactics, including physical holds, body blows, stun guns, and other weapons. Medical officials didn't say police force contributed to every death, but in many cases, officers weren't taught or didn't follow widely acknowledged best safety practices for using less lethal force. Doctor and former Washington, D.C. medical examiner Roger Mitchell calls it
an American issue, not just a black person's issue or an African American's issue.
Adding,
any death in that environment needs visibility.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The number of Americans who filed for unemployment last week fell slightly. This is AP News. Doctors visiting a Gaza hospital are telling us what they're seeing. They say they're shocked.
An international team of doctors visiting a hospital in Gaza are stunned by the situation of the injured, especially Palestinian children. The team of doctors perform surgery in Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. One of the team members, Tania Haj Hassan, a pediatric doctor from Jordan, told the AP,
"It's catastrophic. There are so many injuries. They have overwhelmed the capacity of not just this hospital, but the entire healthcare system."
Haj Hassan described the death of a toddler from a brain injury caused by an Israeli airstrike. His cousin, an infant, is still fighting for her life, with part of her face blown off by the same strike. I'm Karen Chamas.
Singer James Taylor's new tour takes him to 24 cities this year. He's 76. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.